and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Glad you're joining us on KFUE here this Tuesday morning. We've got, as we've been telling you here really for several weeks, the wall that heals is coming in August to Emporia, but there's going to be a number of preliminary activities leading to that, and we're also talking about a couple of other connected things here today as well. So we're pleased to have Wall That Heals organizers Rochelle Burke, Ed Rathke, Clay Childs here in studio. Rochelle, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. Clay, how about you?
Doing good. Still getting used to the time change.
You're not the only one. Ed, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Good. Well, thanks again for coming in. Thanks for bringing the wall that heals here to Emporia in August. We wanted to say that right off the bat because this is going to be such a neat deal for the community to come and see this replica coming in August. But first off, Clay, I guess we've got some activities that are going to be taking place on the 29th, really to kind of the latest foundational block to set the tone for what's coming in August.
Yeah, we're calling it kind of a kickoff event, but March 29th is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. So it's already a day that is set aside to recognize the veterans of the Vietnam War. And so it's a perfect day to not only celebrate our Emporia and surrounding area Vietnam veterans and Vietnam era veterans, but to also mark that the wall that heals is coming to Emporia. It's an opportunity to do a kickoff. We're going to have some veterans speak about where they were, what their experience was, and things like that. So we'll have an opportunity to meet and greet local Vietnam veterans. And we certainly would encourage our local Vietnam veterans to come out and visit with us, learn a little bit more about the Wall That Heals, learn how you can volunteer, learn how you can donate. This is just one of those great opportunities to combine everything, gain a little knowledge, you know, about the Wall That Heals, a little knowledge about the Vietnam War, and learn what you can do to help. So I think it's going to be a great event. March 29th from noon to 5 at the American Legion. We'll have finger foods available, and we're going to try and invite media and make it a big event to try to help get the word out that this event is coming in August, once again, August 14th to the 17th.
So this will be a come-and-go kind
Absolutely.
Of event then?
Yeah, come-and-go kind of event. Come, spend as much time as you want. I think every time anybody talks or any time I present something, it'll be just a little bit different. So you can spend the whole afternoon if you want. But feel free to just come in for a half hour, learn a little bit more about how you can help, how you can sign up to help, and how you can donate or what it's all going to be about and get the excitement going. So we really look forward to seeing a lot of people March 29th.
So, Rochelle, there'll be informational presentations, too, about the wall itself then. I assume.
Yes, I think they've got it every half hour, a new speaker, anybody from the different branches. So it's going to be spread out, so everybody's got a different highlight. And then we've got video from the wall, the parade, and actually not the parade, the escort, I'm sorry.
Okay.
and then we'll have some footage from the Vietnam era, too.
I'm not quite as good as you guys, but I can fill some dead air time, I think. So if there's anything going on there, I've got lots of things in mind that we can talk about. You know, we can talk about maybe some of the different campaigns. We can talk about Medal of Honor winners from the Vietnam era. We can talk about important things that highlight the important things that were done and the significance of the Vietnam War.
You're an innings eater then, huh?
I think so.
We get that taken care of. Well, you have mentioned not only the activity here Saturday, March 29th, noon until 5 at the Legion, but fundraising is very important because, you know, you have to raise the funds to get the wall here. And Ed, how are things going on that front so far?
Going pretty smooth. We're not nearly to our goal yet. We're still hoping that additional people can come forth. There's a few things hanging out there yet that we've been promised, but sometimes with donations they don't do as quite quickly as you hope. The county's come forth with a sizable amount that we can let everybody know later on, but it's something that we're grateful for. It does put more pressures on us, I think, to make sure that we perform. Everything like this has cost overruns. We truly, truly hope that we break that 7,000 person mark that they normally have for these events, and that would definitely offset anything as far as the cost, the tourism dollars. I mean, which My wife was in that for years, and these events have a huge, huge impact on hotels, meals, gas, all the amenities of coming to a town to see something like this. And we're not there yet, but we're hoping with here in the next month or so we'll have that campaign filled up. I know that there's always those unseen things like the wall committee in Washington, D.C. wants the wall to be further to the east, and I've got a little hole there. Looks like maybe it was a building at one time, and if we can't get some donations, we're going to have to ask for pay for some dirt, because I need to level that out and get it overseeded. And it isn't really noticeable when you just drive by, but when you start thinking about the undulation of the ground. So if anybody has some good topsoil that they would love to donate, they're not going to miss, give us a call, the Legion, or get a hold of me.
Ed, you mentioned here about the interest in this. Have you been told about kind of how wide the radius may be for, you know, the people maybe coming into the wall that heals? Because obviously you're going to have local interest, but how regional could this be?
We have not been told as far as the demographics, but we are anticipating that we can bring them hopefully in from Topeka and Wichita. It's that far away, but one of my goals is to still get out to the various Legion in this area. Try to get them involved. We have flyers, which I left in the truck I was going to bring up here. Oh, you've got one in front of you right there.
I have one. Yes, I do.
So we're going to get those out at all the restaurants and things. I'm hoping that it goes Marianne Morris, Wabunsee, Eureka, I mean Greenwood, Coffee, Osage counties, at least. So that's not a real precise answer, but
That does give a sense of the scope, though. It really does, especially
you.
From Topeka to Wichita. How you mentioned here about the cost and offsetting that, I guess, how much does it cost to bring Wall That Heals to a community, and how can people donate, whether it's funding or, like you kind of were referencing, some in-kind donations to make this go?
The easiest way to do it is to get a hold of one of us on the flyer there, or the Legion, and just stop in at the Legion. We have an office manager there from 10 to 1 every day, and she knows that we have an account that's set up for the Wall That Heals, which, of course, will go away after the August 17th date. Anything that is, if we were lucky enough to get anything above our goal, would stay and go towards local veteran projects. But the easiest way to say it is to just get a hold of us at the Legion or look at the numbers there and give us one of us a call.
So what is the cost to get this wall here?
Our cost is probably going to be right at $30,000. It's every step you take, that's going to cost us money.
The dollars, you're doing well in the fundraising so far. Excuse me, Rochelle, what about volunteer help? You're obviously going to be looking at volunteers to make this all happen coming up in August, I would assume.
That would be Frenchie, Clarence Fry,
as we
know Frenchie. He is ahead of our volunteer chair, and he has worked with Montana and Chris Walker from the Gazette. But Frenchie's ahead of the volunteers. You can get on our website is actually live, thewallthatheals.emporia.com. At the top, you'll see you can watch videos. You can click on and sign up to volunteer. Or if you just want to call one of us and say, put my name on as it gets closer, we'll volunteer. If they don't want to sign up for a 10 to 2 shift or something like that. But volunteers needed for parking lots to help any of the volunteers with the food or anything like that. We're going to have a ceremony on Thursday. We'll need help with that. We're tentatively thinking of doing a candlelight ceremony on Friday evening at sunset. We'll need help with that. It spans anything from Tuesday at noonish or something when Clay brings his escort in to 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock on Sunday. We need a lot. They're saying close to 100. I mean, span those days. They want somebody there at all times from Wednesday, once it's set up, to Sunday at 2 p.m.
Understood.
So that's round the clock.
Round the clock.
Round the clock, okay.
And we have the city, we've talked to Chief Owens and we've talked to Sheriff Cope. We have their help. We're going to have a lot of law enforcement presence out there, too, to help. So that's helpful to let them know that they're behind us and they are more than willing to keep their eye on it and make sure nothing happens to it.
Rochelle, talk a little bit about the in-memory component of this that you're also working on.
The in-memory, did not know about it. When my father passed 4 years ago, I got Rita Anderson. her husband passed in 2018, and she fell into this. It's Vietnam veterans that have come home after the war and have later died of complications of Agent Orange or just pretty much the war. You don't have to prove that they died of anything, just DD-214 that pretty much says they served in the Vietnam era. We got inducted. You basically got to do the DD-214, their death certificate, and you show them a picture, and you kind of want, if you want to write a biography, you can, and they induct you, and it's called the In Memory. So when this trailer comes around, that's going to be out to the south of our Legion parking lot, along with the wall, you'll have the In Memory, and it's pictures of the veterans that have come home. They've got almost 7,000 veterans now that have been inducted. This program's been going since 1993. The wall was put up in D.C. in 82. So it's basically letting them know that they did not forget about the over 2 million that was in the war. So it basically tells them what they did, what they served, and you can pretty much just short blip of it. But you can go to D.C. It's on Father's Day weekend, which is harder. you walk up on stage with, there was a lot of people, probably about 5,000 people, and you read your veteran's name, and they give you a plaque, and you're inducted. So no matter where that trailer goes in the United States, they try to keep it home-based. Like Rita's husband, any of the veterans that are here, and that's our biggest thing that we're pushing now, and we will have a table on March 29th at the Legion, is we want to get the area veterans that have passed, their dependents, their spouses, and help us get them enrolled in this. It doesn't cost anything, just a little time. And they'll get a plaque, and they'll be on that wall. So when they come here, I mean, they can be here. If we, the deadline for D.C. to go out and get inducted and for them to have their name read is March 29th. That doesn't mean anything. You don't have to have it done by March 29th. That just means is they won't send you the certificate until next year. But it'll be on our trailer TV up until July 13th, I think, is our cutoff for them to be able to get you locally on our TV.
A lot of components happening here. The wall that heals, coming to Emporia August 14th through the 17th. And Clay, a lot of work going into this, isn't it?
There sure is. I do want to highlight with that In Memory program that it's the subpart of that is Hometown Heroes, where they're going to concentrate on Kansas veterans. And so that's what will be part of the wall that heals. They're really going to focus on that. And as like Rochelle said, as long as they get the information in by July 13th, they'll be able to get their picture of their veteran to be shown on the wall that heals while it's here. I mean, there's so many things that people can do. We just had 70 flyers printed for this event on March 29th. We're going to have those at the American Legion. I would encourage people from the surrounding area, stop by the American Legion, pick up 5 flyers. Go put them in post offices. Go put them in places that you go where you know that there are bulletin boards. Help us get the word out, because this and more information will be available on March 29th from noon to 5. We can get you signed up on the spot, you know, for that in-memory program. We can get you more information on how to volunteer. We would be more than happy to accept your donations. And again, we just hope it'll be a good community-wide event for people to come out and express their appreciation for our Vietnam veterans, to remember those that have passed, and to learn a little bit more about the impact of the Vietnam War.
Outstanding. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us. And again, thanks for what you have done already to bring the wall that heals here. And hopefully we have a huge community turnout to bring things home and get ready for that big celebration and really big commemoration coming up in mid-August. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Chuck and Ron.
Our guests again here today have been Ed Rathke, Rochelle Burke, Clay Childs, as we talk about the wall that heals, not only the appearance in mid-August, but also really the kickoff event / introductory event, which is coming up March 29th. It's 7:40 on KVOE, live and local.
All right, thanks to our guests this morning, the wall that heals, and our primetime newsmaker this morning, brought to you by Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals. TV13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather, being brought to you by Newman Regional Health, dedicated to delivering a higher standard of health care for our community.
While not as warm as yesterday, it's still going to remain unseasonably mild for the rest of the work week.